progressive light. In the appropriation of means for the health foods, you have not considered whose property you are handling. You are not your own. God has given to many minds jots and tittles and wisdom, one here and one there, with tact and ability, and although you have adjusted these gifts entrusted to varied minds so as to compose a large business in health foods, are not others to be privileged to use their God-given wisdom in devising health foods, as well as you, and have they not the right to use them in a way that will benefit the cause of God, and meet the necessity that exists and will always continue to exist? Why should strong barricades be built up in this manner? The light given me is that no one person has been especially endowed with a recipe to make the greatest variety of health foods. The recipes already given have been practiced upon, and in doing this other brains have been aroused, and will continue to be sharp under the training of God. They are not to feel that the door is closed, that no more investigation can be made, because there is to be much more devising and planning of human minds, and no man is to forbid it. The work will be committed to human agencies. God did not design that this work should be shut up with a few, and the rest of the human family remain in darkness as to the preparation of health foods. The Lord would have people in all parts of the world to become intelligent in regard to using the productions of the soil in every locality. The products of each locality are to be studied and carefully investigated, to see if they cannot be combined in such a way as to simplify the production of foods and lessen the cost of manufacture and transportation. Let all do their best under the Lord's supervision to accomplish this. There are many expensive articles of food that the genius of man can combine, and yet there is no real need of using the most expensive preparations. 3 years ago a letter came to me saying, I cannot eat the nut foods, my stomach cannot take care of them. Then there were several recipes presented before me. One was that there must be other ingredients combined with the nuts, which would harmonize with them, and not use such a large proportion of nuts. 1/10 to 1/6 part of nuts would be sufficient, varied according to combination. We tried this, and with success. Other things were mentioned. One thing spoken of was sweetened crackers or biscuit. They are made because someone likes them, and then many obtain them who should not eat them. There are yet many improvements to be made, and God will work with all who will work with Him. Written December 30, 1901.